We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Cody and Derek, back for another one, guys. Guys, we are under 2 weeks from the NFL draft, which is amazing. It feels like, Derek, the draft has been a long time coming, but in certain ways, it's like, wow, we only have like 13 days by the time we record this. I know it'll be a little bit later, a little bit sooner by the time we get this video up, but under 2 weeks by the time we get this out, which is definitely exciting. And today we want to kind of look at the draft, guys. Obviously, the Indianapolis Colts have some picks in this draft, a pick number 15 in the first round. And then from then on, they have some picks later on in the draft as well. And so for this video, we wanted to kind of look at what are some positions that we think the Indianapolis Colts should be targeting each round. But before we do that, I want to let you know that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to visit prizepicks.com. Use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match. All right, Derek, let's jump right into this today. So round number one, right now, Derek, the Indianapolis Colts, like I mentioned, pick number 15 for them. And there's a lot of different options the Colts could do, a lot of different, you know, guys that the Colts could have on their board by the time pick 15 rolls around. If you're specifically looking, Derek, at the Indianapolis Colts, let's start with pick 15, and we can move on to potentially some trade down scenarios as well. At strictly at pick 15, what are some positions you believe the Indianapolis Colts, if say they stuck there and they wanted to pick there, what are some positions you think could be available and the Indianapolis Colts should consider drafting?
Well, I think it's easier if I kind of mention like the positions that I feel the Colts shouldn't address in the first round.
Okay.
Quarterback, running back, offensive line, and then probably linebacker and safety. So this is the only five positions of anything that I'm telling the Colts not to draft. Any of the others, when it comes to wide receiver, tight end, defensive line, cornerback, you know, all of those different positions that, you know, we could look to try to get somebody there in that first round. That is what I'm willing to go along with. I mentioned a defensive line. I wouldn't even be upset with a defensive lineman, man. We've been talking about it for a long time. If Indy thought there was one there that they needed to get, I'm not going to be mad at it. Now, I mean, obviously, who I would love to be able to get, only tight end that I would want in that particular moment is Brock Bowers. Everybody knows that. Wide receiver, especially wide receiver in that first round, couldn't hate it. Cornerback, a couple different corners there that you could see at 15 that Indianapolis might take. And I think we all kind of know who the cornerbacks are. Primarily, if you're a Build-A-Ballard type person, we know who that is. And then, you know, like I said, for edge, there's really only like one or two guys. There's like two or three maybe guys there at 15 that Indy might be willing to take a shot on. It just all depends on whether or not they truly deem them to be a game setter. But yeah, those are the positions that I'd be looking at in the first round.
Okay, so realistically, let's be honest. Like, what are the positions when you look at specifically 15 that you're like, they are going to be there, and I think they are worthy of the 15th overall pick? Like, specific, name a few players from positions as well. How about that?
For that position, for that spot specifically, realistically, it's either going to be a wide receiver or it's going to be a corner. Or it's an edge. I mean, there could be one edge that's there at 15 that they deem to be necessary to take at that spot. But, yeah, I would most likely say it's either going to be a wide receiver or it's going to be most likely a corner at that spot at 15 that Indianapolis really likes.
Okay, so you have the choice. You have one wide receiver, one corner that you think is going to be there at 15 that would make sense. Who are those?
I would have said Odunze, but I don't necessarily think that that's a realistic one. He could possibly be there, but I don't think that's realistic. So as far as realistic options at those, wide receiver is Brian Thomas Jr., and then the cornerback would be Quinion Mitchell. I think that one realistically will be there, and that is – like that is the perfect Ballard corner if we're ever looking at one. That's for sure it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay. All right. So let's move to the trade down scenario, because this has been a very popular one amongst Colts fans at this point. So say the Indianapolis Colts trade down somewhere between, I would say, low 20s to mid 20s. Let's say somewhere around there. So let's say 20 to 26-ish, that range. Who are or what are some positions that you would say the Indianapolis Colts should target? We've already known some of the positions of need. But based off of where the Colts would be drafted at that point, what are some of the positions and who are some players there that you think the Colts should target there in late round one?
Again, I would be, again, looking at the wide receivers, looking at the corners. That would be my number one thing I'm looking at if I'm in the late first round. We talked about Xavier Worthy in another video. We talked about, I already mentioned Brian Thomas Jr., I think Brian Thomas Jr. would have the potential ability to fall to at least 20 if Indy was willing to trade back. That would be an option. As I mentioned before, Quinion Mitchell would be there. Nate Wiggins has the potential. Kool-Aid McKinstry, Cooper DeJean, we've talked about that as well. So that would be a couple different players there at later in the first round that I would be looking at that Indy would probably be taking a look at to try to get late in the first if they were trading back.
Okay, that makes sense. So, all right, Derek, let's move to round number two, the Indianapolis Colts. Pick number 46 in round number two here. So who and what positions do you have here making sense for the Colts in round number two?
Again, wide receiver, that's the number one thing. If the Colts don't want to go offense first round, then wide receiver is a big one there. I could also see in the second round them still willing to take a corner for sure. I think that there's a couple of them that might be of interest. And if we went further down the line with this as well, then Yeah, I think that there's, I don't really see much of an edge option there in the second round that I'm interested in. I think it's probably going to just remain the same for me. It's just going to be wide receiver or corner, just whichever position is most likely. As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great it bounced back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
And pretty much whichever position they don't take in round one, I think it's kind of like you can flip-flop, you know? I agree with you. I think edge, it's either for me, edge at 15 or nothing for edge. You know, really, like nothing substantial, I should say, because it is really a top-heavy draft in that. And then there's really not a whole lot of depth compared to years past. But like with corner and wide receiver, there is a lot more depth. And there is a lot more guys that you can get on day two and day three. So I think, yeah, for sure, if you don't get a pass rusher day one, I think it's got to be whatever position you didn't take between wide receiver and corner. So, you know, say, for example, you know, you take a cornerback there in round number one, which I think a lot of people have kind of thought the Colts were going to do here. So let's say for the sake of argument, the Colts take a cornerback in round number two. Who are some wide receivers, Derek, that you think will realistically be there at pick 46 that would make some sense for Indianapolis to add some more explosion to their offense?
For second round specifically, we talked about the idea of Indy maybe trading up and getting Xavier Worthy if he were to fall. Troy Franklin's another name. We know Reggie Wayne was at Oregon's pro day, most likely for that exact reason for him. Ricky Parcell, a Florida Gator, athletic freak. That would be an interesting name. We talked about Xavier Leggett, physical specimen from South Carolina. Those are all wide receivers with individual skill sets that I could see Indy going for if they were going to go wide receiver in that round.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there are some very good options here for the Colts in round number two. You mentioned a couple of them. I know there are obviously a ton more guys here in round number two that might make some sense for Indianapolis. So, okay. So we said corner in round one, wide receiver in round two. So that leaves round number three, Derek. Now, for the Indianapolis Colts in round number three, so we would say they've addressed their two biggest positions on their football team right now of need with picks one and two. Now, pick 82 overall for the Indianapolis Colts. This is where things get a little bit interesting because I've heard different people give different options here for Indianapolis to address which position. That's the big question. Now, Derek, for you, when you look at, you know, this third round pick for the Colts, what's a position or maybe a few positions that you think make some sense here for Indianapolis to go after?
Now, third round's where it gets interesting for me because I see the options opening up everywhere in the third round, Cody, because I see so many players in that third round that if Indy wanted to go a specific direction in the first two, you could go the opposite on the third or even double down. There's going to be some wide receivers still available in the third round if Indy did not want to go wide receiver in the second or first round and or the first round, whichever way they wanted to go with that. As far as a couple other things, I mean, for third round, I wouldn't even be mad at a running back picked here, Cody, if the Colts got the two guys in the first and second round that they both wanted. That's hinging on that. And if they also traded down to acquire an extra third, then I could see that happening. Braylon Allen, the running back out of Wisconsin, I've seen so many people talk about him going to Indianapolis, even in the third round. That could be an interesting one because he would be your bona fide backup running back for Indy. I know they have Evan Hall, but Allen could be a very special backup. And that Wisconsin running back bloodline, we know what it's like, right? I could see for third round, even then, cornerback once again. I'll tell you one thing. I wanted to say this name in the second round. I have a feeling, Cody, that this guy might be either a very early third or a late second. And I know a lot of mock draft sites that say this guy is not worth barely even a late third, which for some reason I don't buy. Cam Hart out of Notre Dame. An early third for me might even be too late for Cam Hart. A physical specimen that only a Chris Ballard could appreciate. That's what I see as an option for them in that third round if they wanted to go there. I've seen some edge options in the third round as well. I think it's what his name's, I think Austin Booker out of Kansas, that's being mocked to a lot of Indianapolis Colts drafts recently, that third round edge. I think that's one that I've seen. So, you know, like I said, it can go everywhere. And even then, safety. We talked about Cole Bishop. We talked about Kalen Bullock. We talked about Jaden Hicks. You know, so there's a lot of options here for Indy in the third round. I think you're much more specific in the first and second round with what positions you're trying to follow. But in that third round, there's a lot more options, dude, that I think that Indy could hit on that second day.
Yeah, and you mentioned you may have another day two, day three pick that you can do some things with, and you can add maybe a little bit of a luxury, a little bit in a certain position, or you can double down. Like, I mean, you talk about wanting an explosion, why not add another wide receiver in round three? I mean, with how deep this class is, like, why not, you know, add another guy? So I do think the options are endless in round number three for the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, there's so many things they could go, so many routes they could go that would make sense for them. And so, but yeah, I think for me, if I'm kind of figuring it out, I think it's either double dip for me or safety. I think that would make, those would make the most sense. I mean, we know, Derek, it's been well documented at how much this Colts secondary needs help right now, specifically at safety. And so, you know, if the Colts say, hey, you know, I know they've been monitoring some of the, you know, still some of those veteran safeties out there. But, you know, if they add in their guy in the third round, maybe they feel comfortable enough letting him compete with Mick Cross and Rodney Thomas for that free safety position. And they're like, we don't need to go sign a guy. Or maybe they still do. And they just continue to add talent there. So for me, I think that's where I would probably go if I'm the Colts. But I think it is pretty much like now you have the freedom, now that you've addressed some of these other positions, to kind of go with BPA here. And figure out who is the best option here for you if you're the Indianapolis Colts. And so But if I'm nailing a specific position that's outside of the other two, probably safety for me. I don't know if you would agree with that, but probably safety would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it could. It definitely could in the third.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you kind of look at some of the other picks here, rounds 4 through 7. What are some other positions, Derek, that you would say for the Colts they need to look to address here, maybe in the mid to later rounds, that you think would make some sense for them?
I'm definitely looking to try to add some pivotal offensive line depth. I think that would be a fantastic one. I know a name you and I have seen several times and have mentioned in our own mock drafts has been Michigan guard Zach Zinter. And again, I know he's coming off of the injury, so he most likely won't play this next year, or at least the majority of the year, but he is a backup option that I think that really could be a great option for Indy if they wanted to go that route. But yeah, I think the main aspect of it is just trying to fill depth. And I think that these late rounds are going to be great for offensive line depth, because I mean, there's a ton of top end offensive linemen, Cody, that are going to get taken. But in between that second and third round, there's not going to be a ton of guys that are going to get drafted from the offensive line perspective or in those rounds. So I think that leaves a lot of great opportunities for Indy if they want to get some good backup guard depth or center depth or even tackle depth for that matter.
Yeah, I think offensive line help would not be – you would welcome that. I mean, you really would. Like, I mean, you have your starting five in place, but again, you know, you had multiple guys miss games last year. You know, Ryan Kelly missed some time last year. Braden Smith obviously missed some time. And that's just kind of the part of the NFL, right? I mean, attrition's going to happen, especially in 17 games. So you need to know you can have some quality depth in there. And so with how good this draft class is for offensive linemen, I think it would make sense for Indianapolis to add a piece or two, you know, either in the interior or also at tackle. I mean, I know you did draft Blake Freeland last year, round 4, but again, he wasn't great. And so you'd like to have a little bit more competition in there. So yeah, I think that would make a whole lot of sense. I wouldn't be shocked there if the Colts go inside or go and draft a linebacker, like a physical type of linebacker, a kind of EJ Speed mold type of linebacker. Because if there's one position they've drafted exceptionally well, especially in the later rounds, it's been linebacker. And so obviously with, you know, Shaq Leonard not living up to the hype last year, getting cut midseason, I think it makes sense for Indianapolis to just say, hey, let's just add another physical linebacker in here. And he's not going to start, but he might be a key special teams guy, you know, right away. And we'll see from there. So I would not be opposed to that. Like we already mentioned corner. There's some other corners here a little bit later. It feels like, Derek, the Colts draft a DB late in the draft about every single year. You know, Jalen Jones last year, Rodney Thomas the year prior to that. You know, they found a guy like Isaiah Rogers a number of years ago. So, like, I wouldn't be opposed to round 5, 6, 7, the Colts going back to the secondary and adding another guy. Wouldn't be mad at that. So, yeah, I mean, those are some of the positions that guys were thinking the Indianapolis Colts probably should target here in the NFL draft. Let us know your overall thoughts here on these different positions, on, you know, the different needs for the Indianapolis Colts. Let us know all these things in the comments down below. But guys, that'll do it for this one. Thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. And as always, guys, go Colts.